excited to have on the line on Black Friday, bar none, the nation's leading voice in tech. You see her absolutely everywhere that matters, like the Today Show, Good Morning America, of course, with her great work over at USA Today. Excited to have her on with us at WGN on Black Friday, the one and only Jennifer Jolly. Welcome to WGN. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I started shopping quite early online, not setting foot outside my house today. It's a stormy, rainy, blustery day, so it's the perfect day to snag the hottest deals online.
We've been joking about Black Friday. Yesterday I was mentioning Black Friday. The kids are like, what's that? Why do they call it that? I had to describe it. You know, I had to think back. It was, you know, people were lured out to like a Best Buy or a Walmart parking lot at midnight, and then they would trample each other for a 32-inch tube TV or like the hopes for it. So where the Jennifer Jolly...
Oh, maybe, the good old days.
Where your advice probably had to include maybe safety tips or first aid, right, in the past?
Absolutely they did. And our advice, you know, before pre-pandemic, our advice was, you know, those big doorbuster deals on those giant screen TVs are not the deals you think they are. These are off-brand. They're not the best. You know, you'll be lucky if they last a year, maybe two. You know, so you really weren't making out like the bandit you thought you were. So now, you know, there's a lot more transparency. The deals are actually deals, and everyone's fighting each other in the online world, which means we're seeing bigger markdowns than we've ever seen before.
Yeah, so many more options out there on the toys. It isn't like you're waiting for the, yeah, what are the historical, you know, runs on like the Cabbage Patch Kid. I don't even know if there's maybe old,
oh my gosh,
early PlayStations or things. So Jen, like, what are the hot toys right now, right? And what are some of the things that people should be looking out for? I know a lot of parents are thinking, well, what are we going to get?
Well, the biggest trend across toys this year are toys that kids can play with in the physical world. So there's a physical aspect. You can touch them, you can build with them, think Legos 2.0. But then they also have a crossover in the digital world, because as we know, as kids get older, they are spending, you know, 20 minutes, an hour, sometimes way too much time playing in the digital world. So a toy that I picked up and am a bit obsessed with is called Pixicade Pets. This is one of those crossover gadgets. So you draw a picture on paper, you snap a photo, and then you watch that drawing magically come to life in a video game through the Pixicade app on a mobile device. So what's so cool is you don't just draw one pet and then move on. You draw eggs for them to hatch out of. You can draw toys and food for them to play with. So it becomes this kind of endless game where your imagination is really the only thing that you're up against in terms of how many personalities and different characteristics you can give to them. So I think that's really cool. I've never seen anything quite like this before. This is coming in at $20, and the special for Black Friday is you buy one, you get one half off.
Oh, it's so great. You know, we were talking about the toys, and, you know, someone was talking about the Slinky, right? And that's what we had, Slinky, or Etch-a-Sketch, and some of these. So some things that are still kind of, I don't want to say old, but aren't like super, super new, like Peppa Pig. I'm familiar with Peppa Pig, but our 11-year-old, she's watching reruns of, like, the season 4 of Friends, right? So she's into that. Well, she loves Peppa Pig, too. So talk about some of the stars that people know the kids love, right? They're part of this too.
Right. Well, for ages 3 to 7, so a little younger than yours, there is a Peppa Pig Tony Box starter set. Now, a lot of parents know Tony's in the Tony Box because this, again, is that crossover kind of toy. There's a physical little toy that you can play with, but then you put it on this Tony Box and you have screen-free entertainment. I like that aspect of it. So the little physical figurine kicks off, that basically turns the unit on, and it plays kids' favorite songs and stories. There are all kinds, dozens of different Tony figures. They all work on a box, but the Peppa Pig, it's on sale today for $70. The starter kit's normally $100. This one's pink, so of course it's one of my favorite. And they just came out with these plushy Tonys, so they're little plush toys. You put it on top of the Tony box and it comes to life. And I've watched my friends' kids, who are my best little toy testers, I've watched them, you know, be stuck on screens, and then their parents say, no more screens. They transfer over to this Tony box, and it's hours and hours of screen-free entertainment, interactivity, with their favorite characters. I absolutely love it.
What I love about these is that there's no chance of, you know, me having to build a Barbie dream home at 3 a.m., you know, out in the garage or something.
I mean, there's still that. We know. Yeah. You know, one I think your daughter would really enjoy is My Avastars Fashion Dolls by Wowie. I first covered this when they first launched this summer, and I basically explained why your kids are going to know more about the metaverse than you, because this is a toy that exists in the metaverse, but it's also a physical doll. So I have several, and I play with them way too much for a full-grown adult, but it reminds me of paper dolls, but reimagined for 2022 and beyond. So they're an actual doll. They look like an avatar. You can dress them up with all these mix and match clothing. They have reusable stickers, so that becomes their face, their expressions. You can give them Band-Aids. You know, there's all these reusable stickers. There's all these interchangeable clothing articles. So you dress them up in whatever you want. You can match your own clothes to them. It's a signature look, bonus outfits. Then you go online to the app, and you can play with these dolls in a video game on an app. You can even connect with your friends in this app. You can have fashion shows. This is one of those toys. I looked at it and I said, oh, wow, how have we not thought of this before? But it has taken off. Like, it's millions and millions of fans on TikTok. It's a really big deal. I was just in New York. They were everywhere. Take advantage of that. I think that they're normally around $25, which makes them a really inexpensive toy, hot toy. But I've seen them for just under 20 today. And so keep looking for deals on those as well.
Yeah, and if you can go ahead and then tie it into one of the hottest social media trends with TikTok as well, you know you're ahead of the game. When we come back from the break, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk at some of the gamers' situation out there, some of the things for maybe some of the even older kids or maybe young adults, right? And then also some of the ways to get the best deal on things. When we come back, we'll have Jennifer Jolly with us again. So keep it here. It's Black Friday, 720 WGN. Insight, advice, and inspiration. Jennifer Jolly is the one you need to have on the line, and we're lucky to have her. Jen, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's always my pleasure.
Yeah, well, see, this is it. This is like prime time. You know, if you're like, you know, you're rappelling in from a helicopter here to kind of tell us. So I know my kids, like, they spend just innumerable hours playing online video games. We've got our 16-year-old and a 14, and they play all the time, and you've got some selections that may be more sort of in their wheelhouse.
Well, absolutely. Lenovo, great hardware maker, awesome laptops. Their eLegion Slim 7, that's a gamer laptop I've had my eyes on. They are having Cyber Monday, Black Friday deals of up to 65% off these laptops. I'm talking like savings of up to $1,400. Just not specifically for gaming, but their IdeaPad Duet 5 touchscreen 2-in-1 tablet. Several people have said, hey, my kids need, you know, like a first computer or a laptop. I mean, these are coming in the $300 range. Whoa. Normally I say do not buy a laptop under $500. These are awesome. Check those out. And then for gamers specifically.
Okay. Jen, I got to mention that too, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that has been, you know, in the background, there's a lot of white noise in the whole, we need this and we want that. And the laptop situation, you know, you wouldn't necessarily think kids would want laptops as toys, but they do. And it's not necessarily a toy. Obviously, they do a ton with it, but that's so huge.
Yeah, it is. And you want to make sure that you understand and initiate parental controls, time limits. You know, you want to start early and reinforce often about this sort of good digital hygiene, the same way you do with brushing your teeth and washing your hands. So make sure whichever laptop you go with that you understand that easy on and off parental controls, and that you can do it where your kids can't mess with it. You know, kids know all kinds of workarounds. I write about this all the time, but I really like Lenovo's. Pretty much my go-to, followed by Samsung. Apple gadgets are awesome, but they are really expensive, and it's hard to find super deals on that, unless you maybe look in the refurbished areas.
So let's talk a little bit about the gamer side, and we've got a couple minutes for that.
Yeah. Okay, so Western Digital, alongside Epic Games and Nintendo, recently launched the first officially licensed, and this is a big deal in the gaming world, it's the Fortnite SanDisk micro SD card for Nintendo Switch. anyone who has a Switch or Switch Lite knows one of the bummers is not being able to take all of your games with you when you're traveling. You know, you run out of storage on the device itself. So this little teeny tiny, I mean, it's like the size of my pinky fingerprint. You know, it's like that big. It's so tiny. It comes in 128 and 256 gigabyte options. Starts at $26. You pop that in. You can take all of your games with you wherever you go. Absolutely love that.
Oh, my gosh. And we have a couple of those Switches around. I think they were mentioning something about the memory or how important that is. And so we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And before we let you go, I see here on the notes is the price match via app situation. That's one of the things that you never used to have before technology, the ability to go ahead and check. You were just waiting for television commercials or maybe something in the newspaper. Now on your phone, obviously, you can see what things are going for.
Yeah, I just had this on the Today Show as one of those amazing hacks just last week. When you shop at Target, this also works for Best Buy and Walmart, download their specific app, scan the barcode. This is physically in the store. Scan the barcode of the product you're looking for and check the online price. It is almost always less expensive. And on robot vacuums and big ticket items, I'm talking like $100 less expensive. Take a screen grab of that by hitting your volume button and your power button at the same time. Boom, you've got a quick little screenshot. Show that to the cashier when you go to check out. They will always, they have to, it's in their rules, that they will honor that online price. The biggest thing is that it's a recent price. It's not from like 2 years ago. And I've heard people say, oh, I tried this at Walmart. They didn't do it. Again, it's in their rules. It's you know, you can pull up their own page and show them, no, you do this, you price match. So that's a great little trick. It has saved hundreds of dollars for me just at Target alone, and I can't believe I didn't know about it until this year.
Yeah, it's tips like this. So, Jen, as we let you go, give information where people keep up with all your adventures, obviously all the things that you're doing on all those great shows, the work with USA Today. Where can people go to keep up with everything going on?
Well, I try to keep up with myself at Techish, TECHISH.com. That's where I try to post everything that I'm talking about and working on. Also in the tech section of USATODAY.com. So USATODAY.com/tech. And then across social media, Jen Jolly, Jennifer Jolly, Jennifer Jolly Techish. You can usually find me. And I love helping people. So if you have a specific comment or question you need help with, ping me through social media. I read those every day, and I help people every single day.
Well, the very, very best in the business, and excited, too. We'll have some announcements coming up. We'll be working with you coming up for Consumer Electronics Show and all that. So
yes,
exciting stuff in the future with Jennifer Jolly. And, Jen, get back to work and, of course, enjoying your holiday weekend. Thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thank you. My pleasure. Can't wait for...
All right, we kind of snipped around. I'm so sorry. Thanks to everybody who listened to the show. I know we've got the Blackhawks coming up with the pregame show. Thanks to everybody who participated. And have a great rest of your Black Friday and great holiday weekend. Thanks so much. 720 WGN.